The history of this house with its Dutch gabled ends can be traced back to the 17th century. It did not become an inn until 1829. A manorial record of 1672 states that it had originally consisted of three properties, though was a single property by that date. In 1811, the surgeon Thomas Edgar sold the property to an auctioneer, Thomas Platten, for £420. Thomas's son sold it to a brewer, Stephen Reed, who 2 years earlier had bought the brewery in Hallstaithe. His widow sold it for £825, and in 1829 it became a pub. Richard Carraway was the landlord and placed the following advertisement. R. Carraway begs to inform the public he has opened the above inn, situated in Oak Street, where he flatters himself by his exertions to be favoured with that support which it will be ever his study to merit. Neat wines, spirits, and Reed's fine ales. On Thursdays a sheep and pig market upon the premises where dealers and the public shall be accommodated with sheep pens, good stabling, etc. Star Barn is on the other side of Oak Street and was no doubt part of the stabling mentioned in the advertisement. It was used by the Salvation Army as a meeting room before they moved to the old Wesleyan Chapel. They moved back again after the chapel was bombed in the Second World War and stayed until the Salvation Army Temple was built. The barn later became the Printing Works Club and continued as such long after Fakenham Press closed. There were many other pubs in Fakenham. Near the Star in Wells Road was the Cattle Market Tavern, which took its name from the market that later moved to Cattle Market Street. The Red Lion and the Crown are featured individually on the trail. Other pubs include the Bull in Bridge Street, previously Bull Street, and the Limes, which is now a Wetherspoons. The Rampant Horse is in Queen's Road, previously called Rampant Horse Street. The Anchor in Holt Road, previously the Red Cow or Cow, closed in 1965. In Norwich Road were the Bell, the Railway Tavern, the Great Eastern and the Victoria. The Duke's Head was in Quaker Lane and the Three Tuns in Tun Street. In Nelson Street, the Lord Nelson was converted into apartments and his outbuildings replaced by new homes in Hamilton Court, named after Emma Hamilton, Nelson's mistress. The Royal Oak and the Vine, like the Star, were all in Oak Street, whilst the Sun was in Norwich Street. Continue along the street to the Methodist Chapel.